Welcome back to day 16 of the 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Today we're going to look at John chapter 17. So grab a Bible, turn to John 17. We'll look at verses 17 and 18. I've asked my good friend Dave Stone, pastor at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky, to teach us today. Now, Dave's written a number of books, including Refining Your Style and 60 Simple Secrets Every Pastor Should Know. He's a great Bible teacher. Dave, lead us as we look at John 17.
Hi, I'm Dave Stone, and I'm a pastor at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm really proud of you. God is taking you on a journey, 40 days in the Word. And my hope is that this becomes a habit-forming, decision-altering, and life-changing journey for you. And today we're going to take a look at a passage in the New Testament. It's found in the Gospel of John, and it's in the 17th chapter of John. And these are some words that Jesus prays the very night of the Last Supper. And a few hours after this, he will be betrayed by Judas, and in the very next morning, he will be crucified. And his blood will make it possible to pay for your sins and for mine. And it's in that setting that Jesus prays to his Father. And Jesus prays this in John chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. So Jesus prays that God would sanctify his disciples by the truth. What's the truth? It's God's word. So one question you may have is, what is sanctification? Now, I've heard Rick Warren define sanctification as a big term that means the process of making me like Jesus Christ. And God uses the word for that transformation to take place. He uses his word. And God's number one purpose in my life is to make me like Jesus Christ. And literally, the word sanctify means to set something apart, to make it different than other things. And so Christ wants us to be distinctively different. And we get the word sanctify from the same Greek word as our word holy. So to sanctify something is to make it holy. And it makes sense because when you grow in holiness, then you will look more like Jesus Christ. You may have heard about the middle-aged woman who had a heart attack and she was taken to the hospital. And while she was there on the operating table, she had one of those near-death experiences. And she saw God right there and she was in heaven. And she said to God, she said, is this my time? Is my time up? And he said, no. He looked down and he said, actually, you have another 32 years and 1 month and 8 days to live. Well, upon recovery, the woman thought, you know what, if I'm going to be around for that much longer, I'm going to have some work done. And so she actually stayed in the hospital. And while she was there, she had a facelift. She had some liposuction. She had a tummy tuck. She had a few other things done as well. She even had somebody come in and color her hair. Since she had so much more time to live, she figured she might as well, you know, take advantage of this and make the most of it. Well, after her last operation, she was released from the hospital. And while she was going across the street back to her home, she was killed by an ambulance. And arriving right there and standing before God, she was a little upset. And she said, Lord, I thought you said I have another 32 years left. Why didn't you pull me from the path of that ambulance? And the Lord looked back at her and said, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. Well, if you get in the Word on a regular basis, can I tell you what's going to happen? Some of your friends and some of your coworkers are not going to recognize you. Because as the Word sanctifies you, it changes you. And God will transform you more so into the image of Jesus Christ. You will, in time, start to resemble Him. So how can this holiness happen? Well, Jesus says we are sanctified or we are made holy by the Word of God. I mean, this book is filled with power, with divine power. And when we hear it or when we read it, our hearts are pierced. But when we actually do what it says, it transforms us. Quite candidly, my experience has been those seasons when I am in the Word, it makes us different. It makes us distinctive. It sets us apart. We're more prone toward purity. We're headed toward holiness. We start to follow the promptings of the Word and not of the world. You see, God's word affects how you treat others, how you handle your money, how you prepare for eternity. Recently, I was faced with an unexpected temptation. It just kind of was there. And my first thought was 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God will give you the strength to handle this temptation, or else He's going to provide an escape for you. You know what? That encouraged me. And encouraged me to promptly make the right choice. Now, when I'm not regularly reading the Bible, it becomes a lot easier to drift along with the current of our culture, to toy with temptation, to dabble with decisions that are unwise. But being sanctified means being set apart from something for something. You see, God doesn't waste what He sanctifies. When God sets something apart, it's because He wants to use it. That truth should make you feel incredibly good about yourself and incredibly valued. You know, years ago, we used to recycle glass Coke bottles. But it wouldn't make any sense for us just to stockpile tons of those bottles if we never redeemed them. So when Jesus prays for the disciples to be sanctified, it's because He has a mission in mind for them. Remember what John 17, verse 18 says? Jesus says to God the Father, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." So if the disciples were supposed to be set apart to be used for something, maybe there's another question that pops into your mind. What is their mission? What is my mission? If Jesus says that His disciples are being sent into the world in that same way, what does that mean for us? Well, it means that when God sets us apart, when He makes us holy, He wants to use us. In other words, there's a rhyme and reason. You have a purpose. He set us apart to serve, to pray, to love one another. Let me say it another way. When you read God's word and allow it to speak into your life, you will never be the same. You can't be. I mean, the truth of God's word will mark you. It will affect you. And to use Jesus' words, it will sanctify you. You have been sanctified for a purpose, and that purpose is to be used by Him. And you will begin to see your demanding spouse or your rude neighbor or your crude coworker or the homeless beggar with a totally different set of eyes. And instead of despising them, you will feel love for them. Because those people aren't your enemies. They're merely victims of the enemy. You see, God set us apart to carry one another's burdens, to share our faith, to generously give, to compassionately serve. He set us apart to be like Jesus. And when we're in the Word, it has a way of encouraging us and comforting us. When I was a child, our family, we were in a serious car accident. Both cars were going over 50 miles per hour. It happened in an instant. The oncoming car hydroplaned on the wet pavement as it was raining that day, and the vehicle slid into the opposing lane. And the head-on collision came with a sickening crash of shattering glass and crumpling steel. And then everything grew quiet. Everything except for one quivering voice saying, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." That voice belonged to my father. His face had struck the steering wheel. He had 21 pieces of glass in his eyes. In the back seat, my mom was bleeding profusely from a life-threatening skull fracture. And in the distance, we could hear the howl of sirens approaching. But above the wail of the ambulances, the words just kept on coming. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." To this day is one of my most vivid memories of my childhood. This was no foxhole prayer. It was no panicked appeal in a time of crisis. It was my dad's default position. You see, quoting Scripture was natural, and it was quite normal for him, whether in the valley or whether on the mountaintop. In that frightening moment, my father knew that the Bible offered words that help and heal, words that deepen joy and lessen sorrow, words that sanctify. Let me ask you something. When the sirens of life begin to sound, and you and your loved ones find yourselves in the most frightening moment of your life, what are you going to cling to? Popular opinion? Words that you've heard other people say? Or will you cling to the words which can sanctify you? Words which are a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Today, in your life, as you read God's Word, remember that He is in the process of sanctifying you in order to use you. He wants to help you look and be more like Jesus.